This is Startup Nation Radio, the show to learn about how to start and grow your own business.
You got to follow your own compass. You got to execute on what you really believe in.
Well, the principles of entrepreneurship, I think, are universal.
Entrepreneurs benefit from learning from each other.
Hey, Rich, you're calling in from The Nation. What do you have for us this week?
Well, first of all, The Nation is alive and well. Entrepreneurs are jamming it.
The time is now.
The real question is, do you have the confidence, the resources, and the support?
It's always a good time to get into business.
It's time for Startup Nation with Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome to another great edition of Startup Nation Radio. This is the show for you to learn about how to start and grow your dream business. Well, today we're actually going to focus on how to get your children pointed in the right direction to be future entrepreneurs. Hey, parents out there, let's have the kids start businesses and take care of us. How about that? We're going to learn how to do that on this show and this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us, back in a moment.
You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome to another edition of Startup Nation Radio. We've got in studio today co-hosting Norm Pappas from Pappas Financial. Norm, great to have you on.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, as we said in the quick little intro that we did before the show began, this is going to be a show focused on getting kids pointed in the direction to become entrepreneurs themselves. Kind of joked about, wouldn't it be nice for parents to be able to have their kids be the ones that grow up and start the businesses and so on. And but it's more than that. It's, you know, when you teach a child and a young adult about the power of entrepreneurship, the ability to be creative, the ability to kind of do it their way, pursue their own ambition and dreams and creative ideas, and then to make money from it, that's really empowering for them.
It's a lot of people, young people, that have become very successful doing businesses.
And even if they're not, even if we don't measure it by, you know, great success or even financial success at all, it's the kind of thinking you do when you think like an entrepreneur. It's the kind of, as I said, empowerment you get from having a dream, creating something, going out there and offering it to the market, having people respond to what it is that you're offering, whether it's that, you know, classic cup of lemonade on the street curb or whatever it is. It's really, it's a wow for kids.
You never know what experiences children have that help them later on in their life. By the way, you've got regulars now, Piggy, Donna, and your mother, my mother, and you know what? Our guest, Dwayne, listened to the show last week.
All right. Well, let's, with no further ado, Dwayne Farnsworth, America's Young Entrepreneur Coach. This is going to be a show all about young entrepreneurship. Dwayne, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to spread the message that we have entrepreneurs throughout our country that sometimes aren't being considered because they were the teenagers, you know, what can they do? And the reality is they have tremendous energy, they have tremendous creativity, and they just need to believe that they can do it. And that's what Young Entrepreneur Nation that we are announcing today is going to be doing throughout the country, is teaching basic business skills and foundational skills to our youth, teens, and young adults.
Well, and you said it, we're going to announce today in essence, we're going to roll out the red carpet for your organization, for your mission, for what you're going to do, and introduce it to the world. We're going to help you all the way. This is the start through this radio show, but we're going to get you on startupnation.com, and it's going to be a major focus because this is something we really believe in. And you, I know, talk about being passionate about something. You came all the way from Arizona to be in the studio today, spend time with us yesterday. What a vision you've got. I mean, when I listen to the meticulous way you've gone about putting this entire program together, it's unbelievable. Give us a high level about the program that we're going to launch.
Well, at the highest level, parents want support and they need support. As parents, and my wife and I have seven children, and what we most want for our kids is for them to develop their highest potential in life, whatever the talents and skills they have now. And entrepreneurship is a way to do that. Entrepreneurship, or being an entrepreneur, is not something that you have to be born at, or have to have the right genetics for, or the right family.
That's a key point.
Oh, yes.
That's a key point. You know, we always kind of kick around, is it, can entrepreneurship be taught? And obviously fundamental to this whole mission of yours is that they can, according to you.
Oh, yes. There's nothing mysterious. There's nothing magical. Like I mentioned, it's not genetic. It's a matter of discipline. Now, that's the D word. I hate to use the D word this early in the radio program because I find my clients and those that I work with in the fetal position sucking their thumb when you say discipline. It's like saying diet or exercise,
right,
or something like
right.
that. But yes, education is the key. And as I travel throughout the United States and teach young entrepreneurs, these are mostly high school students that I'm working with now, they are excited. They have an energy and a capability, and they want to learn. But what they lack a lot of times is the belief that they can do it. And so we have a structure, we have a format, and we have them pour their ideas into a business plan, a very simple business plan.
All right, I want to get into that. I want to, but I want to ask a couple things about this now. When you say they're excited about it, where does that inspiration come from? You say it doesn't necessarily have to be their parents. It could be if they grow up in an entrepreneurial family. But, you know, like, for example, young kids who want to grow up to be a basketball player have role models in the NBA that they can follow and get excited about. Who is exciting their entrepreneurial spirit? Where does that spark get turned on, and why?
Well, I believe that young people are naturally entrepreneurial. Of course, it's a cultural thing, and I'm not looking outside the United States.
Right,
at this
point. Here in America, right?
But here in America, the youth that I've met with and taught, they come with an enthusiasm toward it that the spark is already there. I think that according to the Kauffman Foundation, 53% of millennials either want to start a business or have already started one. Now, we're moving beyond the millennial generation into, you know, the pure digital natives. And when these teenagers show up at my workshops, they show up with an iPhone and maybe with a laptop. They've got programs on there. And when I say, okay, we're going to do some copywriting, and then you're going to create a website, and then you're going to edit a commercial, digitally, they're already prepared to do it. They're ready to be entrepreneurs.
And it's an extension of what they know and love. I mean, in other words, I think one of the things that inspires young kids today is the notion that they don't have to, you know, it used to be that if you wanted to start a business, you got to open up a store on the street corner, you got to have a service that you offer to your community, whatever. That was the old style business. Now you can create an app. You can create a game on your phone to play, you know, these kinds of things. And kids they're at a close touch point to that. And young people are the people who know more about that than anybody. So they're really pretty equipped to be able to start a business these days. I mean, not with all of the entrepreneurial tools, but with a skill set that they can build a business around.
Yes. Well, that's being digital native means they literally can do something that impacts the entire United States or the world. And they need to know how to develop it as a business. They've got the ideas.
Exactly.
I promise you the business ideas are out there.
Exactly.
You mentioned role models. Look at Zuckerberg for Facebook.
Right.
Look at the guys from Google, how old they are.
Right.
You know, you've got the role models out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Entrepreneurs bringing down big dollars. Again, if that's going to be part of the role model, nothing wrong with that. It's great. It's something here in America that we applaud. Those are great examples. And kids are... That's a close touch point for them. They're well aware of that. They use these technologies that are created by those guys all the time.
Look at Dan Gilbert the guy, Mark Cuban, they get to be basketball owners too if they get to big levels.
Well, and we're going to now find out. Now, I want to find out. So we got these kids with the ideas, the inspiration, the spark.
Yes.
Dwayne, how do we turn it into a bonfire? We're going to find out after we take this break. We're going to come back and find out how your program now is going to take their skill and their interest to be entrepreneurs and make them entrepreneurs. We're going to come back on Startup Nation Radio and learn how in just a moment.
Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, this edition of Startup Nation Radio brought to you by our great sponsors, Comerica Bank and Pappas Financial. And speaking of Pappas Financial, in studio, Norm is co-hosting the show. Norm, we're talking about entrepreneurship for young people. What do you think?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, look at how many business owners are there in America. And what does every parent want? They want their child to be happy, and they want them to pursue their passions and be successful. And there are so many opportunities in business and so many creative ideas.
Yep.
I think what Dwayne's doing is fantastic. And, of course, what you're doing to help support this through Startup Nation.
Well, and we're committed to supporting Dwayne and his program, again, way beyond the show. I think this is a really noble initiative. And as I said, I sat through a meeting yesterday. Wow, Dwayne, you've got quite the creative mind and quite the passion for this. The commitment is unbelievable. Amazing.
Well, there are a lot of famous...
It's a mission.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And the reason I'm passionate about this mission is because I've seen what the young people of America can and want to do. I've worked these workshops for 5 years and developed a strategy for bringing them through all the most basic elements, and then they just take off like fire when we break them into work groups, and they come up with ideas that I've seen some judges in some of our venture capital pitches at the end of our activity, where they're taking notes and very possibly going to take those business ideas and try to run with them in the real world.
Wow, that's amazing. How old are these youngsters?
Most of the participants in the Yes Discovery program that we'll introduce and talk about in a few minutes are high school students, 14 to 18 years old. Now, we have another program that's before the Yes Discovery, and we have a program that's after Yes Discovery, but right now we're focusing on getting them in the sweet spot of when they have so much energy and enthusiasm and excitement about their life.
And do they have to have an idea when they come to the program?
No.
No, exactly. No. So let's talk about what this program is. Are we talking about a classroom session? Tell us about it. Okay. How does it work?
Well, we have a three-day immersive workshop. It's called Yes Discovery Entrepreneur Workshop, and it's for 14 to 18-year-olds, and we bring them in, and from the moment they get there on Thursday morning and until they deliver their presentations, a venture capital pitch on Saturday night, they're drinking from a fire hose. Mm-hmm. And we break them down into groups, and they love working with their peers. They're very interested in what makes businesses work, and they're very interested in what makes you successful in life. I've had an experience where a young man in one of my programs, I indicated there are three keys to being successful in any endeavor in your life. And the acronym for those three keys is PAF, P-A-F. And the P stands...
F as in Frank. P-A-F as in Frank.
As in Frank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The or as in what you're about to tell us, to be more relevant.
There we go. So P stands for preparation. You need to be organized. You need to think, and you need to discover, and you need to explore, but be prepared. And I'll speak for 15 or 20 minutes on that. And then as part of the mindset, we talk about the A in PATH, which is action. Nothing happens until they take action. And that's the biggest thing we indicate through this whole three-day process is they need to be acting now because there's so much they need to do. They can't push it off until the next session. And then at a seminar in Orlando, in Dallas a couple years ago, a young man, I was finishing up that segment and being pulled off the stage, and a young man jumped up and he said, "What's the F?" You know, and the F is finish and follow up. And right. if we can get our young people to understand that whether it's in life or small business or both, if they prepare, take action, and follow up and finish, they're going to succeed.
That's the cool thing about this teaching the skill set of entrepreneurship. It really does prepare you for really anything. I mean, listen to your PAF.
Yes.
I mean, that applies to whether you want to be a basketball player, a physician, a lawyer, whatever you want to do in life. Really, I mean, those are great skills. It's that discipline of thinking that you referred to when we first began the show here today. And so whether they ever start a business or not, the course has tremendous value for them.
Yes. Some of the youth that come to the program, they already have an idea and they do want to start a business.
Of course. Right.
Some of them are just there because their parents brought them. And after the first day, they're excited and their parents will come and say, I couldn't keep them in the hotel room until they came down to the seminar the second day because they were excited to work with their peers and to learn more stuff. A young man indicated to his grandfather that he had learned more in 3 days about business than he had learned in his first 17 years completely. And that's because the program is designed to take them through every element of business.
You know, you think about the kids 14 to 18, they may not be able to be a star on the football or basketball team. And I think what you're doing is teaching them some self-confidence, self-esteem in an area that will get them in life much further than if they were to try to think they could be a professional.
I'm so
Michael
glad you
Jordan.
Made that point, Norm. That's a great point. You know, high school tends to put pressure on athletics and everything, but as you say, very few really excel.
Yeah.
Here's the confidence building that comes with this.
Yeah,
it's
I think
amazing.
That's terrific.
You've absolutely nailed the program. On Thursday morning, I'll introduce a couple concepts, and then I'll explain. Tomorrow, on Friday, we're going to teach you presentation skills, and on Saturday afternoon, you're going to use those skills to take the business idea that you developed up, and you're going to present them before a venture capital group of judges. And invariably, I'll have one or two students that will come up, and they'll say, "Mr. Farnsworth, I love what we're doing here. I love working with my group, but I'm not going to be able to present on Saturday." And organically, how it happens is they're working in this group all day Friday. The team members are giving each other assignments. And this young person who came up to me is told, "Well, you're going to present this part." And they just kind of panic at that point, but they go with their peer pressure.
Yeah.
And on Saturday night, after the presentations are over, the very first kids that will come up and thank me are the ones who got up and gained the confidence and did something they never thought they could do.
Right.
And that's the beauty. When I'm flying
that's
home
amazing.
From an event like this and thinking about the confidence these kids have gained, I'm just... I just
don't tell me you're charged up, because I've seen you yesterday and I've seen you today. I can't even imagine that. You know, I want to do one thing. First, not everyone can listen to the whole show. This is such good subject matter. I'm sure there's people out there listening who have an interest in this for their youngster. How do they find it? We're going to do a program in Detroit.
Yes.
In November.
November 12th.
Why don't you, let's
14th.
Try to make a point in every segment. Let's tell people how they find out about this. Where do they go to find out more information?
Entrepreneurcampus.net.
.net.
Not .com.
Right.
Entrepreneurcampus.net has the entire agenda of this program and an explanation of what we do and some testimonials of parents and grandparents and youth that have come. And if you'll take a few minutes on entrepreneurcampus.net,
yep.
you'll find
and
the
And soon
the
you'll
workshop.
Be able to find it through Startup Nation as well. I want to do one other thing. We don't do this on many shows, but because we've got Norm asking all the great questions, so we don't have time to do it. But we're going to make a point of doing it today. If anybody out there has a question for Dwayne, you can get us during the show at 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. Can't guarantee that we'll get you on the air. We got a full agenda, but we'll do our best. Call in, and you can ask a question of Dwayne. All right.
I have a question Norm. For Dwayne. How many of these kids watch Shark Tank?
A lot of them do. When you ask, Jeff, when you ask about the spark earlier, I didn't think of that until the break, and I thought, shoot, I should have mentioned Shark Tank. It's amazing how many high schools in this country that actually, I speak with high school teachers a lot with regard to the business departments, and they just go flat out and show Shark Tank in their classes.
Amazing.
You know what? It has brought a lot. I mean, a lot of people like it. A lot of wives like it that aren't in
yeah.
the business world.
Yep.
It's
yep.
just fun, and it brings ideas to the surface in kids.
For the Yes Discovery Workshop, we have 3 homework assignments that we ask the youth to do before they come to the workshop, and one of those is we send them to 3 episodes of Shark Tank, because the program that we have is hands-on, and we want them to see what math numbers are for before we go and teach them, you know, the business math. And when they see these people on Shark Tank that are not able to answer the questions of the sharks with regard to profit margins and costs of goods sold and,
right.
and the math numbers of business.
Right, right.
When I'm teaching the math, and we only have about 50 minutes to do everything in terms of teaching it and then exercises on it and having them apply it to their business, it's great that they've had the Shark Tank experience to see what the numbers really are for.
Right, right. And how prepared you need to be, how you need to be able to articulate in a very, you know, tight, crisp way, what your business is all about. Those are great disciplines you can learn from that show. It's amazing.
Yeah. We had a Shark Tank
yeah.
show.
Yeah. We're going to do that again. We're going to make that a regular thing. We'll do it, Norm. It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So tell us, we're going to, first tell us, do we have a date for Michigan?
Yes, Detroit, the Yes Discovery Workshop in Detroit is going to be November 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sometimes parents go, well, I can't take my kids out of school. And my wife and I have long believed that taking our kids out of school to get an education sometimes is a great thing.
Right. Well, it breaks the rhythm. Then they come back to school and they've got something really interesting to share with their peers. And,
yes.
You know, they've now done something. And they obviously, I'm sure they come back feeling really proud that they've completed the program and certainly feeling equipped with all of this new knowledge and discipline that they didn't have 3 days earlier.
Yes. And yeah. 3 days, it seems superficial, but the reality is we can
bring... Well, it's immersive.
That's right. Yeah. We can bring these young people through all of the elements. They don't have a deep understanding of marketing at that point, but they understand how marketing fits in with leadership and management and finance and customer service and delivery and production. And once they see the entire picture, it's a lot easier to pull marketing apart and explain to them what marketing does in this great piece of small business.
Yeah. I'm curious, you know, I asked you I mentioned we had a chance to talk personally in the office yesterday before the show today. Tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, what about you? Where do you, you're an amazing guy. What's your story?
I love working. I've been working with young people, teaching young people for 30 years. First, my first experience is I was back before soccer was big in this country, I was a youth soccer coach. I'd spent some time in South America, and I had some skills that most people didn't have here in the early 1980s. So I coached a couple soccer teams. That was 12 and 13-year-old boys. I've been heavily involved with Boy Scouts of America. I'm a district commissioner at this point. And so I've been a scoutmaster, I've worked with these age groups, and I love teaching youth and watching them just open up to new ideas and opportunities in their life.
Amazing. I want to hear, do you have some stories to share with us of some success, some ideas that have come out of it that maybe are actually being brought to market now?
Yes.
Okay, when we come back after the break, I want to hear about some of those things. And then I also want to hear more broadly, whether or not they're successful, the kinds of ideas and the kinds of things kids are thinking about. When they think of business today, what are they thinking about? I'm really curious about that.
And also, when we come back from break, we have a young entrepreneur in his own right, Brent Comstock from Auburn, Nebraska, that we're going
to
share.
Listen to this guy. The one thing he didn't tell the audience is that he's also a former host of his own radio show. So he knows exactly how to steer the show. Okay, after the break, we're coming back. That and more. Be back in a minute.
It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, well, it is time for another great segment of Startup Nation Radio. Today focused on really talking about how we bring along young people to become entrepreneurs. And we've got Dwayne Farnsworth with us, America's Young Entrepreneur Coach. And, of course, Norm Pappas, co-host. Call out to our great sponsors, Comerica Bank and Pappas Financial. And I think we've got a call that we might take here. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have calling in to Startup Nation Radio?
Hi, this is Robert from Warren.
Robert, welcome to the show. You got a question for Dwayne?
I do. My son is 16, and he's really wanting to start his own business, but I don't know if I should encourage him. He's part of the National Honor Society in school, so I want him to stay part of that, but should I help him out in pursuing his dreams of running his own business?
In other words, you're probably concerned about the tension between, you know, staying in school and being a good student versus getting a little empowerment to break out on your own as an entrepreneur, and, you know, and all that comes with that, and might that impact his education?
And it's, right, you know,
some people drop out.
Wasn't it
Zuckerberg dropped out? Bill Gates dropped out, right? So, yeah, exactly. So is that what you're concerned about?
Exactly.
Yeah. Dwayne, what do you think about that? It's a good question.
It's a great question. These personalities that you've mentioned already, they dropped out of college. They didn't drop out of high school.
Right, that's true.
Okay. And we work in, a young entrepreneur is either a youth, teen, or young adult in our system. And with regard to the teens, it's where I'm expecting that Robert is asking his question. My answer is absolutely yes. You should encourage your child to learn about entrepreneurial skills. When we talk about entrepreneurs, we're not just talking about learning to start and run a business. That's what entrepreneurs do. We want entrepreneurs in government. We want entrepreneurs to be in corporate life. We want a young person to walk into a business or a cause or anything and say, I'm going to look at opportunities that exist, and I know how to do it because I've been through a program that has taught me how to watch for opportunities.
Let me ask you a tough question.
Yes.
This is a tough one on this issue. If I had a young a kid who wanted to become an entrepreneur, is there any value toward that objective in what school teaches you, traditional school? I mean, in other words, if the goal was to have him grow up and start a business of his own, does the general nature of high school, not as all the, I mean, we certainly know education is important in a lot of other ways, but does it help foster being an entrepreneur?
Okay. Not generally. However, I'm going to defend the public schools and schools in general.
I told you it was a tough question.
And say, to the extent that they teach and cognitive learning, and that the kids learn foundational executive skills like problem solving and critical thinking and the math, you know,
math,
algebra certainly
right,
does that.
Right.
And the biology program.
Writing and be skilled at writing things, you know, copywriting and so on. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I think a balanced education is important, but I don't believe that the schools today are teaching entrepreneurialism in a way that will help our economy to grow. I believe that the American economy will grow when small business and when entrepreneurs are empowered to be able to do things they need to do on a daily basis.
But to your question, Jeff, there isn't enough teaching about how to do business. And I think that's also true at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Dwayne is doing is really practical experience that can be used in business. And the fact you're bringing it to Detroit is great. I mean, Detroit is an entrepreneurial city. We have been for many years serving three masters, General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford, as opposed to a public company city like Chicago. So featuring this thing that you're doing in November for young entrepreneurs is fantastic.
Well, the Yes Discovery Workshop is traveling throughout the nation to 50 cities next year. The reason Detroit is on the calendar for this year is because November is Entrepreneur Month. And we wanted to be in Detroit, where so much activity has been happening. I mean, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and in the magical, mythical bird Phoenix applies more to Detroit than it does to my hometown, because the things that have happened here in Detroit in the last 18 months have been remarkable.
No question about it. Now, we promised the audience we'd talk about some ideas that have really that have merit to become businesses, and some that actually may have gone on to become businesses. That these young kids may have through the program. So maybe give us some colorful examples and stories of...
Well, time doesn't permit, but let me just use one example.
There's
Young man in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
He was in my program a couple, actually 3 years ago in Orlando, Florida, and he had an idea to work over the summer to do landscaping. You know, to be an entrepreneur, you can either be innovative and create a new discipline that disrupts what's going on, or you can be replicative and you can take something that already exists, like landscaping and maintenance.
Exactly.
He lived in a great neighborhood.
Sometimes those are the best businesses to pursue.
Yes.
Rather than swinging for the fences, just take a proven model and execute. Why? Hey, talk about Dan Gilbert. I mean, you know, just really is an executor.
If you remove yourself from some of these corridors, like the Silicon Valley and other areas where they're developing the technologies, well, right here, the show last week was talking about this type of disruptive entrepreneurship.
Yep, yep, yep.
But this young man in Oklahoma City, he had an affluent neighborhood that he lived in, and he had some goals to not just have a push lawnmower, but he wanted to have a riding lawnmower, not just a riding lawnmower, but he wanted a walker, a $12,000 mower. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to scale back a little bit of his vision. He spent that summer and paid off $20,000 worth of equipment. That was his junior year to senior year, senior year of high school. At the end of that year, he earned enough money in the summertime to pay for his first year of college and train somebody from high school to be there. So, yes, young entrepreneurs can do it. They have an advantage, too. The distinct advantage that a young entrepreneur has, they don't have the overhead or the financial needs.
Right,
so they can actually compete on price very well.
Right, right. Well, okay, that's a great example. And actually, I'm glad it's an example of taking a traditional business like landscaping and just, you know, once you've got the skills of being a great entrepreneur, applying them and out-executing the competition. All right, now, you brought along a guest. I know we want to get him in right away. Brent Comstock. Tell us about Brent.
Yes, Brent Comstock is a 20-year-old student, and he's actually studying outside of his home state of Nebraska. He's from Auburn, Nebraska. At 12 years old, he started working on computers. And now, 8 years later, he has BCom.com, which is a company with several employees. I think it's 10 or more. And he has been able to leave Auburn, Nebraska, and go off to college and leave that business running and managing it from college. And the great thing is, while he's in college, every classroom he's sitting in or every lecture he gives or everything that he does, he's able to apply it cognitively because he saw how that didn't work that he tried before. He's actually built a business that has IT services for his local community, that builds websites for businesses all over the country, and does social media support. So without any further ado, if we could welcome Brent Comstock to the show. Welcome, Brent.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for the nice introduction, Duane.
Yeah. And I know you've kind of been hanging, listening to the show. And, well, we learned a little bit about you in that introduction, but tell us in your own words, you know, kind of what are you doing now? How did you get there? How did this program facilitate your trajectory to be where you are now?
Yeah, so I am from Nebraska originally, as Duane mentioned, and we started a digital marketing and technology company when I was in high school and actually junior high, and that has since grown to a nationwide and international company in many senses, and it's very exciting to see that. And I'm also, while that's all going on, I'm a full-time student here in North Carolina at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So I split my time between both, and then the third kind of component that I do is quite a bit of speaking and coaching young entrepreneurs here in the North Carolina area to achieve success, whether they're college students or most of the times they're even, you know, recently graduated from college and are looking for, do I pursue a job and the J word, or do I seek, you know, to chase my own opportunities and dreams.
Brent, tell us about how you are just like every other American teen that's out there and the capabilities and prospect that they have of becoming Brent Comstock.
Well, that is a goal that I don't know that I would wish everyone to have. But, you know, I started, and I think the world of entrepreneurship is often defined as either you work a lot and you don't make it, or you get lucky. And I hate when people say you get lucky, and then you get ventures like Facebook and Apple and Google. And, you know, we're an example, and Becom Solutions is an example of a company that started in a small town. The town that I grew up in had a population of 3,000 people roughly, and we're a grassroots company. We did not receive investments. We didn't receive, you know, 30 million here, or even, you know, 100,000 there. It was all work, make money, grow, work, and that's how we continue to grow to this very day. And so, you know, that would be the one thing that I would say to young entrepreneurs and people that are looking into entrepreneurship, is that you can achieve success at a very high level. And still, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, the very large picture things that I think consume the world of entrepreneurship. I think people look at it as either a hot or cold scale, and there is a happy medium in between those. And so that's one way that I would say it's very tangible to achieve the success that our team has achieved and our company has achieved. And the other thing is, you know, really embracing the fact that you are a young person, and that you're going to face challenges that other people are not going to face. You're going to face challenges that parents don't understand. You're going to face challenges that even you guys on the show won't understand. You know, do I take a midterm, or do I stay for a midterm, or do I get on this interview? And those are challenges that being.
Hey, don't blame us. Don't blame us. You're going to talk to your parents tonight. I'm sorry, I couldn't study. I had to be on the radio. No.
Yeah.
Hey, no, Brent, what you're in school? You're studying. What are you studying, and what's your plan when you graduate college, as far as your business is concerned, or another path that you're looking at?
Yeah, so I'm studying, I'm double majoring in business and religious studies, and that's a very wide and interesting mix. Bar, you know, it's kind of polar opposites, but both two passions of mine, and that's something that I'm all for. Is that I don't think being a business major is helping me in any sense necessarily as an entrepreneur. Certainly, there are entrepreneurship-driven classes that I'm taking, but I think that really the best education plan for someone who's looking to do something entrepreneurial related is to choose your passion, because if you're truly passionate about a specific area or a specific industry, then you'll be able to come up with the entrepreneural endeavor that follows that.
Brent, we're up against a break. Can you hold on the line? I'd love to hear what advice you have for young entrepreneurs or for parents that want to instill entrepreneurship in their youth. Could you hold on after the break?
Yep.
Great. We're going to be back after this break. Thanks, Dwayne. We'll be right back.
It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, here in studio with Norm Pappas. It's Startup Nation Radio, but today it's also Young Entrepreneur Nation. We've got Dwayne Farnsworth. Dwayne, you're a powerhouse. You really are.
Excited to be here. I'm grateful for the relationship that we have here with the WJR and the whole community.
Oh, it's amazing. You've got a great mission to foster entrepreneurship amongst our youth. It's such a great thing for them, but also for our country. I mean, it's the foundation for what makes America what it is, both in terms of its culture and in terms of its economy. Norm, you had a quick comment.
You asked Dwayne about his background. What he didn't tell you is that he's actually a lawyer,
right?
And manages three different firms. And his great grandmother operated on Geronimo.
we don't share everything on every show.
That's good, Norm. No, that's good color commentary. You're clearly an amazing guy, and we're thrilled to have you. You came all the way from Arizona to do this. You didn't even have to do that. You could have called into the show, but you're committed to what you're doing, to say the least. All right, now we've also got another amazing guy on the show. We've got Brent Comstock joining us by phone. Brent, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great hearing about you and your story and what you're doing. Dwayne?
Brent, would you please share advice that you have both for parents that want the best for their kids in the entrepreneurial world, and also advice that you have for young people that we would hope would follow in your shoes and are capable of following their shoes if they learn the fundamentals of what you have learned and applied?
Yeah, so I can't speak a lot to the advice on parents because I'm not one, so I don't know. I might be offending someone, but you know, the one thing that I would say for parents is that my parents have always supported what I'm doing and what I'm working on, and it's so cool to see that happening. And so I would say, as a parent, you know, it might seem risky or hesitant, you know, you might be hesitant about it, but embrace it. It's just the same as, you know, if you had a student that was passionate about music and wanted to travel and do something music related. It's definitely rare. I don't think there's a book written on how do parents support young entrepreneurs. Maybe that's an idea for Duane.
Great idea.
But, He's writing it down. Let me ask you. So some kids are fortunate to have parents who are supportive of this, foster that, maybe even set an example, and are the inspiration for a child wanting to become an entrepreneur. But sometimes not at all. Not just because maybe they're not entrepreneurial, but sometimes even worse, they're just not good parents. I mean, let's just face it. A lot of kids don't grow up in a good household environment. Some of them, the key to breaking out and having future independence and being able to have a good life is the path of entrepreneurship. And sometimes that inspiration for them comes from the outside the home. Could be a mentor in the community, could be whoever it is. How does a child, you know, how does someone find a mentor? And you know, let's assume it doesn't come easy through the home. They got to go outside the home to find it. How does someone connect with a mentor?
Yeah, I would say the best thing is that, well, number one, mentors are powerful, and I don't think I've said that yet, but I think the critical component to my success as a young entrepreneur. But, you know, finding an entrepreneur is easier to find the initial one, and it's hard to create the lasting relationship.
Finding a mentor. Yep.
Right. So finding that mentor is a matter of reaching out to people. If I'm interested in science, then, you know, use the internet, use any connections that you have, and simply asking people, because it's different than asking someone that's, you know, if I'm 35 years old and I'm asking someone to mentor me, it seems like maybe a burden, or that maybe I'm stealing ideas if we're in the same industry. But if I'm 16 years old and I'm asking someone that's an accountant to coach me on, you know, the business, the finances around starting a business, they see that as an opportunity to not only help you grow, but also to help themselves in really establishing a connection with younger generations. So, you know, creating and asking that first question is critical of, you know, would you be willing to mentor me? It doesn't have to be we talk every day on the phone for 5 hours. It can be, you know, I have several mentors that when I have an issue, I call them, we catch up, and then I explain to them. Or when I have something cool to tell them, I call them, I explain to them, and I have mentors in a variety of forms.
Yeah.
I have pillar mentors, and then I also have ones that are just specific for different things.
And how have you found their response to you? Have you found any negativity at all when you've gone out to ask someone to guide you and mentor you?
Never, because if someone says, no, I don't have the time to do it, they know the person that does. And that's the power of a network. And now it's kind of the opposite for me. People are coming to me and saying, will you mentor me, or will you find someone? And 6 times out of 10, I usually give them to someone else because I know that someone else is more qualified for that. But then those ones that I do help out, you know, when I get to a point where I say, oh, you need to work with another mentor, then I'm not afraid to do that because we both have the same goal of wanting what's best for the young entrepreneur.
Brent, I'm curious, was your entrepreneurial inspiration and drive really to help you, you know, maybe pay for schooling, or is this, you know, are you going to want to take your business now and build a much bigger business around it in the future? Is this where you're headed with your future career?
Well, I think the world of entrepreneurship is what I'm wired to do. I don't think I'm wired to work. You know, I love tech. I love marketing and branding and the digital aspect. And I think I can do that in an entrepreneurial setting. I don't think I could do that, though, in, you know, a corporate cubicle America, as I tell people. So I think that, you know, following college, I will have to do something entrepreneurial because that's where I'm passionate, and that's where my passions lie. And so I definitely think that this business will continue to scale, and it's growing significantly. And you know, sometimes I think it's larger than me, and it definitely is. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, when it gets to the point where I want to move on to another thing in life, another step in life, I think it will be something entrepreneurial. Actually, I know that.
Well, Brent, you moved away from a very successful business in your local hometown to go to college. So I think I know the answer to this already, but what is your advice to young people, or again, to parents who are raising young entrepreneurs, with regard to developing both the entrepreneurial skills and continuing a formal education?
Yeah, I think college is for some people, college is not for other people. If you think, though, that you don't know the answer, then go for it, because it's a heck of a lot easier to get in the first time around than to do it, you know, get back into to a setting afterwards. And so, you know, my biggest advice would be to jump in and then, you know, sort out your priorities. It's doable to do college and to excel at college and also find, you know, an entrepreneurial venture.
And that points out,
your passion.
Right, I think you made a couple of key points I want to highlight and underscore. One is that you can do entrepreneurial activities part-time. It doesn't always have to be full-time. You can supplement your corporate income, your corporate job. You could supplement while you're going to school. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you could have a part-time business. Entrepreneurship does not need to be a full-time endeavor. Many times it fits really well that way. The second point I want to make that you made that I want to underscore is that the beauty of having the skills of being an entrepreneur is that you don't just have to have one business your entire career. Many times, great entrepreneurs string together a series of entrepreneurial endeavors, whether it's exited by an acquisition of your company or whether you're just done with that and ready to move on to something else and apply your skills and interests somewhere else. And that's the beauty. Once you have those skills, Dwayne, that you're teaching the kids, it gives you the ability to bob and weave a bit as you go through life.
These are transferable skills.
Yeah.
The technical skills that we learn, whether it's welding or accounting or legal or whatever, medicine, I don't care what it is, the technical skills are important, but the skills that we're talking about in the Young Entrepreneur Nation are transferable skills that can move to any business in any environment. Brent, we appreciate you coming on and being with us. I am astounded at the things that you've achieved already. We're looking forward to seeing you achieve greater things. And thank you for being on the show today.
By the way, one thing that Brent said, though, and Brent, I give you credit for going to school, even though you had a successful business, because being in school, there are socialization skills that are important mm-hmm. for being in business
yes.
that you're going to learn.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
True. Well, Brent, as Dwayne said, thanks for joining us. Great. Continued great luck and success to you. I'm not worried about you at all. You've got it going on.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you, Brent. Thanks for being on.
Thanks.
All right, now, Dwayne, we've got a couple minutes left, a minute left. Tell us again the dates for the. We're going to have a program in Detroit.
We're going
to have kids age 14 to 18, right?
Yes Discovery Workshop, which is a part of Young Entrepreneur Nation. And in that Yes Discovery Workshop, we will teach 14 to 18 year olds in 3 days about leadership, management, finance, marketing, sales, production, and customer service all the way through. And then they're going to make a venture capital pitch and they're going to learn presentation yeah. skills. They will come away from that event, I guarantee you, better prepared to work in this. The new economy is a changing economy.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
Like you mentioned
yeah.
before,
constantly.
These skills will allow you to have your primary job and maybe a job on the side or maybe two different jobs. Thanks
Norm,
so much.
Okay, we're not.
I wrote down three things
ahead,
that Dwayne said: preparation, action, and follow-up. Follow-up being discipline. Those are valuable lessons to be reminded to all entrepreneurs.
And that's what I was going to say about all this. It's, you know, you talk about marketing, you talk about finance, you talk about all the disciplines with it. But I'll tell you, the most important thing is you teach a way to think. You
yes.
teach a way to think, and you teach a way to understand the importance of acting on what you're thinking about. And that's what I love the most about it. That, and then you can take that anywhere you want in life.
It's all about action.
I love it. And they find out about you again where you can, soon at Startup Nation, we're going to have a full, we're going to draw you in and have a tab right on the site for your program. But right now they find you at
entrepreneurcampus.net.
All right. Thank you for coming all the way from Arizona to be in studio with us. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Delighted to be here.
It's an important mission. Thanks, Dwayne. We'll be back next week with another edition of Startup Nation Radio.